listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the Clark County Gymnasium here just outside of Winchester. It's district tournament time here in Kentucky, and tonight, girls action here in the 40th District. I'm Dan Manley. Ivan Rawls is courtside as the Lady Indians get ready to take on the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County, and Ivan is standing by with Coach Dustin High right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, Coach Dustin High. Coach, district tournament, what you did yesterday doesn't matter. It's all about today and tonight, and I know that's kind of what you try to impress upon your team going into this postseason play.
It is, and you heard everything's hypothetical, and it's you don't really know what to expect or what they're going to throw at you, and just trying to check a lot of boxes and make sure that we're as prepared as we can be. But I've told them all week that there's going to be something that we're not that we haven't talked about, and it's okay. Like, we got to be patient. And hopefully we can figure it out on the fly, but if we need to take a timeout, we'll come over and talk about it on the bench.
A lot of good memory for your team in facing this Bourbon County team within this last full three-game winning streak you have won. But, hey, also Bourbon County's playing some of their best ball coming into this game after that last loss. And I know you're keeping that in mind in the way that they're playing right now.
They are, and their confidence is growing. And I know that Coach Hallinger started mixing defenses a little bit, and that's one of the things that we're going to have to be patient and identify each trip down the floor, what exactly it is, what we're running into, and get in the best position to attack it.
Well, yeah, your team was able to, with this size and height of Bourbon County, was able to be effective and really kind of hold them at bay at times in that game on the road at Bourbon County last. What do you attribute that to, and what do you hope to reduplicate here tonight?
I think a lot of it was pace, and we were able to attack some in transition and knock down a few open shots, and having Savannah active inside was a major factor in that game, and hopefully it continues tonight.
It's one of the keys in this ball game, maybe to get out to a quick start against this team that at times has shown that they struggle to put the ball in the basket a lot of times. Is that maybe the putting the mental pressure on them to maybe kind of speed them up a little bit in that regard?
I think psychologically a quick start in the postseason is always a plus, just psychologically for ourselves. But, yeah, I think it would also play a factor in the kind of taking some of that fire away, and if we're able to repeat some positive possessions, maybe we can take some of that hope away.
Your two seniors have had a lot of great success and experience here on this floor in postseason play. I know you're hoping they can carry some of that over to some of the younger players that maybe are experiencing this for the first time.
Yeah, and that's we've got a handful that haven't experienced postseason play at all. And it'll be interesting, and I've talked to some of the older girls about good or bad, stay positive, keep encouraging, and that they're going to be okay, but you got to keep encouraging them, and we got to have them. Like, keep pushing them along, and I think they'll be just fine.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians. We're at the 13-minute mark here of this second game of opening night of the 40th District Girls Tournament here at George Rogers Clark High School. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return more 40th District Girls basketball action right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
In our first game tonight, it was Clark County over Paris. 79-40 was the final. No real surprise there. I thought Paris, you know, they made it a little more competitive early in the game, and did a little bit better than they've done in the two regular season games, and I think they probably leave with a pretty good feeling. In this game, Montgomery County under Dustin I, 20-7 on the season. Bourbon County, Kylie Highlander, who Ivan is getting ready to visit with here in just a minute, they're 10-19, but they've won 9 of their last 14 games. So they've gone 9-5. Let's see what Coach Highlander has to say.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County, Coach Kylie Highlander. And, Coach, since the last time I talked to you, this team's kind of gotten on a roll. And I know you've got to appreciate that coming into tonight's matchup where it's winner take all.
Right. Yeah, we've done a much better job of rebounding. That's what we try to do. We're usually the bigger team, so we try to do that. Our offense has been rolling a little bit better since the last time we played. It was not very good the last time, so we're hoping that continues tonight. Morgan.
When you look at the last matchup between these two teams, what do you take away from that that hopefully you could correct, and maybe you did have corrected in those last three games?
We got to push the ball a little bit better. We were kind of pushing it, but letting the defense get set up, and we're able to run the floor pretty well, and we've done a pretty good job of that this past week in the three games that we had. We pushed the floor. We were winning the 50-50 balls, and that's what we have to have tonight. We have to have the effort that we've had this past week. So.
I know you're hoping to lean on your experience, girls that have been in some of these big moments. Talk about how that can maybe influence how your team plays, at least early on.
It's nice to have a senior leadership. Like, we've got Lakin and Kaylee, who they're probably the only two on this team, I think, that have been in the region tournament. So that's huge, and they're our senior leaders, and they've been on a roll now recently, too. So we're hoping to lean on them tonight and have them play well.
What's the first thing you're going to look for in the first 2 to 4 minutes of this ball game for your team to kind of help them get through this early part of this atmosphere?
Intensity on defense. We're hoping for intensity on defense.
Coach, thanks for talking to us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Kylie Highlander, the head coach for the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County. We're inside of 9 minutes here of this opening matchup of the girls' 40th district matchup. The winner will go on to play the Lady Cardinals of George Rogers Clark, as they were victorious in the earlier game here tonight over Paris High School. Once I get this opportunity to give a shout-out to our man, the sports doctor, Ivan Rice. 40 years of covering 40th District basketball. Unavailable to be here tonight, but I know he's listening in. We wish you well, Ivan, and look forward to getting you back in here. We're going to take a quick 2-minute timeout, and when we return, it'll be 40th District girls basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Just 9 days ago, this Montgomery County Lady Indian team defeated Bourbon County. The final was 54-31 in a game that was at Bourbon County. So the question becomes, what can Bourbon County do tonight that can give them a chance to be competitive in this game? Lady Indians have won twice. It's been an average of 30 points a game in those two games. The Colonels haven't shot the ball very well. They've got to do a better job with that. I think Lakin Harden, their leading scorer, has to get off to a reasonably good start. I'm going to try to make them competitive early in this game. And the real question is, can Bourbon County score enough points, I think, in this game to be competitive? Montgomery County has averaged 61.5 games in the two previous matchups. Bourbon County has averaged 29.5 points per game. The Montgomery County defense has been very good. Bourbon County has won their last three games, beating Harrison County 57-50, Nicholas County 43-39, and East Jesmond 67-39 coming in here. And as I said earlier, they've won 9 of their last 14. They've gone 9-5 after a 1-14 start to the season. And again, Coach Highlander, a new head coach, played at Bourbon County and just kind of getting her feet wet, but I think you've already kind of sensed that she's beginning to feel her way a little bit better. Bourbon County does have size. Morgan Howell, the junior at 6'1 on the inside. Harden's about 5'11, although she's truly an outside player, but can go to the glass. Kaylee Baker is a 5'10 senior. She is a strong presence. Reagan Ring, likely in the starting lineup tonight, a 5'10 sophomore. So they have physical presence, and they need to command the glass against Montgomery County. Lady Indians, this is not a deep Montgomery County team. They need to keep Savannah Jarvis in the game on the inside for they need her defensively in the post. She blocks a lot of shots. She's got to avoid foul trouble tonight, I think, without any question coming in here. Teams are warming up right now. Tomorrow night we'll be right back here and on WMST. We will have both games for you, beginning with Montgomery County and Clark County in a game that will get underway at 6 o'clock. And then right after that, Paris and Bourbon County are going to square off. So we'll have those games for you here on WMST, AM and FM. And, of course, you can always listen on live at WMST Radio. .com and just click on your listen live button, and we'll be right there. And in terms of crowd, it's really difficult for me to kind of gauge the crowd. We don't have a lot of people on the far side of the floor in the upper level. The Montgomery County Band is over there. Montgomery County has a good crowd in the lower level of the arena. Bourbon County fans are right down from us, and the Bourbon County Band is back behind us here. Point-wise, Bourbon County, they've got to get points from Hardin. They need for Howe to do some damage on the inside and get them some points there, and then their defense is going to be very important. Montgomery County has been shooting the ball much better from the three-point line. That's kind of like golf, though, I think. You know, that's something that can come and go a little bit. But the Lady Indians certainly have Ian Hayden Barrier and Allie Dillon and Reagan Mays, the seventh grader coming off the bench. And, you know, those are really good three-point shooters. And, boy, that three-point line can be, it can be great, and it can be a lot of problems for you as well. I expect we will see Bourbon County in zone defense tonight. They'll try to make Montgomery County prove that they can step up tonight and make some threes in this game. And the Lady Indians defensively are probably going to be a mixed bag. We'll probably see a lot of man-to-man, but we'll see some zone defense from them too, probably in the half court 1-3-1 primarily. We'll be back. We're just about ready for the introduction of starting lineups tonight. We'll return to the Clark County Gymnasium here in Winchester and get those starting lineups for you when we return in 1 minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Well, back here at the Clark County Arena, the crowd, well, all of a sudden, we're about ready for the starting lineups, and things have gotten really quiet here in the arena. Let's go to our public address announcer.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Superintendent Mr. Dustin Howard, Principal Luke Toy, Athletic Director Terry East, the staff and students of George Rogers Clark High School would like to welcome you to George Rogers Clark High School and Cardinal Arena for the 2024 40th District Basketball Tournament. Tonight's high school basketball action features the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County versus the Montgomery County Lady Indians. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County. At forward, 5'10", senior number one, Kaylee Baker. At guard, 5'6", junior number three, Riley Hunt. At guard, 5'11", senior number four, Lakin Hardin. At forward, 5'10", sophomore number 11, Reagan Ring. At forward, 6'1", junior number 15, Morgan Howell. Head coach of Bourbon County is Kylie Highlander. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. At guard, a 5'4 freshman from number 3, Sophie Fouch. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. At forward, a 5'11 freshman, number 22, Bailey Warner. Lady Indians coached by Mr. Dustin Hyde. Officials for tonight's game, Andy Dunn, J.T. Taylor, and Gary Wilson.
So there we have the starting lineups. This is an interesting officiating crew. Gary Wilson, of course, is originally from Mount Sterling. He's lived away for a long, long time, and he's been one of the top officials. I don't think anybody ever minds having him. And then you've got Andy Dunn from right here in Winchester, and J.B. Taylor, who is from over in Irvin. Andy Dunn moves in. We'll toss it up. Montgomery County, white uniforms, home team on the board. Bourbon County in black. Wasn't a good toss. They kind of ran together with it, but Bourbon County comes out of there with it, and Harden has it. Black uniforms for Bourbon County, gold numerals. The ball is lost down the baseline, out of bounds. It'll go to Montgomery County. Warner with a defense down there on Reagan Ring and help force the turnover. And the ball belongs to Montgomery County. Lady Indians will have first opportunity. And Bourbon County is their man-to-man. Here is Warner, free throw line, pouch, and hands out to Jarvis. Goes all in driving and puts it up no good. And on the rebound, Jarvis reaches back in and ties up Ring, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball.
And that was the one thing that we saw in that last matchup, Dan. Lady Colonels had a hard time being able to guard Jarvis when she had the ball from the free throw line in.
Here is Barrier. Hands it to Dillon. Dillon, top of the key, and Fouch is going to fire a three up there and leaves it short. But the rebound, Fouch goes back and gets it, and Montgomery County still has the ball. Long pass. Jarvis, free throw line. Back over to Fouch, goes inside to Warner. Warner loses it, picks it up. She's triple teamed, and they really tied her up and end up just taking it away from her. Didn't call the jump ball, and now Bourbon County gets it. And there is Barrier falling down at midcourt. I think she's okay. There's a shot put up that's no good by Harden, rebounded by Dillon. Boy, a pretty tough spill. Now Dillon's going to go all the way in and tries a crossover dribble down close to the basket. Two Lady Colonels hit the deck. We get a foul on Bourbon County, and it'll be Montgomery County's. Allie Dillon took a little shot to the nose. I think everybody is going to be okay. The foul is going to be against Reagan Ring, her first, and Dillon will go to the free throw line to put up a couple of free throws.
You see already, it's going to be somewhat of a physical game. Montgomery County's going to have to hit some perimeter shots to kind of loosen up that defense of Bourbon County.
Dillon puts a free throw in. Allie Dillon, boy, this second half of her senior year, boy, the last 10 games, she has just really played well. Missed that free throw, and Harden gets a rebound, so 1-0, Montgomery County lead, Bourbon County with the ball. Harden driving on Barrier, goes for the bucket, and shot is blocked and picked up in there by Jarvis. Lead pass ahead. Dillon's jump shot is no good, and Ring comes away with the rebound. So back the other way, right corner, there is a three that's put up that is going to be no good, and Jarvis has another rebound off that missed by Reagan, by Riley Hunt. Montgomery County has it, so kind of chaotic, but it's 1-0, 2 minutes into the game.
And Bourbon County's okay with this being ugly of a game. They feel like they can stay in.
Now we're going to get a charging foul on Barrier.
And again, that's where Bourbon County's trying to be physical. You know, you heard Coach Collie Howlander said this nice little stretch they've got going at the end of the regular season, that they were being a little bit more physical. You could see Lakin Harden talking to official Andy Dunn about, hey, they're being really physical with us, but it's really
it's both ways. They're both being physical. Here's Harden with the ball right now. Harden sends the ball down into the paint to Baker. Right baseline, little jump shot's put up. That is no good. Rebound battle for Barrier, comes out of there with it. Off the miss by Hal, and there's Barrier from three-point range and puts it up no good, but got fouled, and Barrier's going to get two shots. That foul is on Harden, and that's her first. So Barrier and Harden already have a foul apiece, and we played 2.5 minutes of it. And those are key fouls early in this game.
Yeah, for both the both players and for both teams. They're leading scorers for their respective team.
Barrier puts the free throw up and in. She scored well over 2,000 points in her career. Knocks down a pair of free throws. Montgomery County has made 3 of 4 from the line. They lead 3-0, and it's early pressure by Montgomery County. It comes into Baker, and now here's Harden. Barrier with her. Harden dribbles down across the timeline, gives it to Baker. Baker looking down inside, And here is spinning around. Ring puts up a shot, no good, but that's going to be a traveling violation on Reagan Ring, and Montgomery County gets the ball back. 5:20 to play, first quarter, 3-0. Montgomery County, we haven't had a field goal yet in this game. Here is Dillon. Goes down low to Jarvis. Jarvis turns right baseline. Puts up a bad shot. Didn't hit anything. Harden with a rebound. Didn't find herself underneath. Going for the basket. Baker. Shot is blocked. We get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Jarvis. That'll be her first. Team fouls number two. And Baker will go to the line to shoot two. The one thing, you know, that can make this a competitive game is if Montgomery County gets in foul trouble, Ivan. The lack of depth for this team is a problem. Baker's free throw is up, and Bourbon County's on the scoreboard at 3-1.
And like I said, you know, not a lot of size, especially if Jarvis were to get some early foul trouble, Lady Indians get really small.
That free throw kicked up off, fell back through, and it's 3-2. Somebody get a field goal now. 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Barrier gets a high screen from Jarvis. Gives back to Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the floor. Goes for the basket. And there's Jarvis's second foul. Call for charging. Jarvis will come out of the game. And Laura Lee Orison will check in for Montgomery County.
Let's see if Bourbon County doesn't try to take advantage of it. Just whether they go down inside or just get a shot up to see if that size becomes a part of it. They're going to call a foul here on that. Trying to set the pick out top. Oh, they caught it on Barrier. That's her second. So
Barrier and Jarvis have each picked up two fouls in the first.
Oh, it's a big turn.
Well, this is huge. I mean, now you've got a seventh grader in there in Reagan Mays for Montgomery County. And, what a great play by Allie Dillon. She jumped up, tapped that ball back into the hands of the inbounder who's out of bounds, so Montgomery County gets the ball. Here's Mays. Seventh grader.
Trying to get into offense now without Jarvis and Barrier.
Here's Warner going down the lane. Spins Weeds, puts it up, no good. Gets the rebound and is going to be fouled. They're calling stuff, Ivan.
They really are. They're calling it tight here early. And that's going to be on Morgan Howell. But, boy, I liked what I saw of the freshman and Bailey Warner right there. She immediately went into attack mode.
Fouch will inbound the ball. Montgomery County has. They've got three freshmen and a seventh grader in there right now. Dillon, a three. Top of the key, no good. Long rebound, and there's Fouch to get the rebound back from Montgomery County. Orison up in the lane. No good. Hits the deck. And the rebound is taken by Hunt. So, Bourbon County with a chance to take the lead here with 4 minutes to go, just a little over that. Spinning in the lane, Baker puts a shot up, and it spins out. The rebound by Howell, and she banks it in.
And that's where you see the advantage of the height there. Reagan Mays was matched up with Howell, and that's just a battle she's going to have a hard time winning.
Bourbon County has the lead at 4-3. Here is Mays out beyond the three-point line. Mays dribbles left. Warner drives the left baseline, bounces it off, and it bounces right by Fouch.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah, good idea. Fouch was really not expecting it. She's thinking that Bailey's going to put that shot up, and she's going to be on the weak side by herself for a rebound if needed. Didn't happen, and now Bourbon gets the ball back with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Riley Hunt, 5'6 junior. Gets it at a high post to Ring, and now Harden, guarded by Fouch. There's a ball knocked away. Harden goes to get it, but lost it out of bounds.
And give credit to Laura Lee Orson there. That ball tried to go in to Ring right there, and she knocked it free.
Here is Mays across the timeline, hands it off to Dillon, top of the key to Warner. Warner waits, dribbles in, lost a handle on the ball, picked up another turnover in Montgomery County. Here is Hunt, feeds it to Howell, and she threw it away. Five turnovers on each team, and we play just under 5 minutes.
And if you're Montgomery County, you almost want this to be ugly for a while until you can get either Barrier or Jarvis back out on the floor.
Here's Mays out in the center circle. They're not putting a lot of pressure on her. Here is Dillon at three-point line. Looks, gives to Orison. Orison trying to go for the bucket, and she is going to be fouled. And that's going to be number two on Ring. That'll be her second.
That neutralizes a little bit of height there. Solario is going to have to come in for Bourbon County.
Jenity Solario is a 5'6 sophomore, Montgomery County Lynn bound. So Reagan Ring leaves. Here's the pass into Fouch, whose 17-footer is short. And the rebound is picked up by Howe. So Fouch got to take those shots.
Yeah.
I mean, she's wide open. Here down inside Howe, and falling down is Dillon. Shot is missed. Rebound put up. No good, and it didn't matter. She traveled anyway.
Well, Howe traveled there, but boy, you know, Dillon tried to sell that contact inside. It was probably a good no call.
2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's 4-3 Bourbon County. Right corner, Dillon, 4-3. Good.
For Bourbon County, there's no excuse for what we just saw there. There's no way you can leave Allie Dillon open in this situation.
So Montgomery County back to the lead. Driving is Baker. Goes inside, missed the shot. Mays comes out of there with the rebound for Montgomery County, and there's a turnover. Lady Indians give it right back, and then Dillon comes up with a steal. So turnovers are the order of the day. Orison down across the timeline. Gives to Dillon, outside to Mays. Mays will kind of balance the floor. Over to Dillon. She's going to fire another three. That is no good. Rebound. Fouch trying to save it in, but does two. So two Bourbon County, and the Lady Colonels with it with 1:40 to go. And then
Solario
turns it over. Wow. 8 turnovers on Bourbon County. And we're going to get a time. And Montgomery County has 6 here in the first quarter. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Minute 42 left to play here in this opening quarter. We've had only 2 field goals in the game.
Yeah.
In what now amounts to 6 minutes and 18 seconds, Ivan. And
Montgomery County's got a senior, a 7th grader, and 3 freshmen out on the floor right here early.
Jarvis and Barrier both in foul trouble early. Here's Warner deep in the left corner. Drives into the lane, going to go all the way, and it gets too far under the basket. Missed his shot, and then Fouch lost the rebound out of bounds, so Bourbon County will get it. Keep in mind, I mean Warner can make shots.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a big situation, and she realizes it. There's a little extra pressure right now. Here's Harden driving in, and that could have been an offensive foul. Harden backs up, missed a shot. Dillon with the rebound. Gives to Mays. 7th grader across the timeline, being guarded by Harden. Out front. Gives the pass over to Warner, who's well beyond the 3-point line. Bourbon County staying man-to-man. Here is the pass to Dillon. Hunt guarding her. Now Orison. Clock down to 1 minute remaining. Inside the pass put up. The shot is no good by Fouch and rebounded by Howe. So Montgomery County really struggling to get the ball in the basket with this young team on the floor right now. Baker, floater in the lane is no good. The rebound, Fouch just goes in and takes it away. Fouch looking for help. Finally gets it to Mays. The clock under 40 seconds in the quarter. 6-4, Montgomery County lead. Here is Mays out near the timeline. Would like to work this time down. Possession arrow is with Bourbon County. Here is Fouch with the ball. Gives to Dillon, 20 seconds. Dillon puts it on the floor, goes all the way in, flips it up. No good, but we get a whistle and a foul call. And
it's going to be on Howe. It'll be her second.
Morgan Howe picks up personal foul number 2. That's an equalizer right there.
And who would have thunk it? Allie Dillon on the drive right there. You know, been known to be kind of a shooter from the perimeter, but she realizes what her team needs here early on.
Puts a free throw up and in. Fifth point for Dillon.
Man, the role of den mother right now.
It's a sleepover. And the free throw is good again. So 6 points here early for Allie Dillon, 8-4, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. There is a three that's put up no good, the deep rebound. Here's Baker with it. Solorio again, the shot is no good. And the rebound is out, and Mays comes up with it. And the quarter will come to an end. So at the end of one quarter, 8-4, Montgomery County with the lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Don't look, Dr. Naismith. The two teams were collectively 2 for 23. Montgomery County made 1 of 11. It was a three. Bourbon County made 1 of 12. Montgomery County made 5 of 6 free throws. Bourbon County's ball, trouble getting it in, but Montgomery County man-to-man, Harden with the ball right now, wants Hunt to come and get it. She does. Hunt goes down the left side. Solorio, Harden outside for a three. That is no good in the rebound.
Oh, wow.
There is an over the back as Warner with a good block out, and Hal has her third foul.
And now that forces Coach Highlander to put Ring back in the ball game just to keep some height there out on the floor. But a great job of the box out by Bailey Warner there.
So here is Mays across the timeline. Mays dribbling out near the center circle. Dillon breaks free on the right side, takes the pass. Now Warner, left side to Mays. Mays looking, Bouch. Hey, just run a little clock, run a little offense, and see if you can get a really good shot. Don't take it if you don't get something good. And there's a pass going inside, but they throw it away. And then battling to get it back, we get a jump ball. And Bouch goes in to tie up, and Montgomery County will get the ball back.
And she just always just understands what the team needs in every particular moment right there. After the errant pass there, was able to just to save possession on the tie-up.
Entry pass to Bailey Warner outside to Fouch. Fouch, Dillon. They'd like to set Dillon up. Here's Warner inside. Can't get a shot off to nice Dillon. Handoff. Going for the basket, lays it in.
Nice handoff by Bailey Warner. She didn't panic. And a nice cut by Allie Dillon.
10-4. Harden coming down. Hands it off in backcourt to Hunt, and Orison's with her. Orison will get down and play defense on you. Hunt driving left, gets by her, and puts a shot up and in.
For those young players out there, don't give up your dribble unless they make you. Hunt made Montgomery County pay there.
10-6, 6.5 to go in the first half. Here is Orison to Mays, down to Fouch on the left side. Warner sitting in the middle of that, what's now his own defense, a 2-3. Here's Fouch. Fouch looks. Just don't, they're actually chasing Dillon right now. There's Orison, drives to the right baseline and gets fouled.
Oh, wow. And this is going to be Ring. So she's going to pick up her third foul. Great ball fake by Malorley and Orison that got that foul.
And here's Emma Dahlstrom, who's going to come into the game, replacing Ring. So Montgomery County has Barrier and Jarvis on the bench, and now Bourbon County has, with two each, Howell and Ring on the bench with three fouls each here in the first half. Here is Dillon. Out beyond the three-point line, inside to Warner. Post up in there, gets free, lays it up and in.
She kept her base right there, did a great job of using that footwork that I've talked about the last couple of years for her at such a young age.
We get a timeout. I think Montgomery County took that timeout. 12-6, Lady Indians with the lead. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
2 minutes into the second quarter, Montgomery County with a 12-6 lead on the Lady Colonels. And here is the double team in backcourt. And a steal, Montgomery County almost came up with it, but Fouch lost it going out of bounds. Saved it back in. Bourbon gets it. Harden. Harden drives to the free throw line. There's Baker for three. No good. And the rebound outside is picked up by Mays. Mays will bring it down. Reagan Mays across the timeline for the Lady Indians. Left side. They go in the corner to Fouch. Now, Fouch is really not looking for her shot, but Orison is. A three, right corner, good.
Hey, and that's what they need. You know, I think Sophie has kind of gotten a little bashful after missing her first couple of shots, but she's got to be an offensive threat.
15-6, Montgomery County. Here is Harden. Baker, right side, Hunt with it. Montgomery County is in a zone, I believe, and now driving in, we get a whistle and a foul on Warner.
That was a missed assignment. Laura Lee didn't know who she was guarding. She missed her assignment, you could tell. She looked at Reagan Mays and was like, where am I going? And that's what Coach Dustin High was trying to let them know what their assignment was.
5:05 left here in the opening half of play, and Baker's free throw is up and good. Baker 3 of 3 from the line for her 3 points in the game.
You look at this, Dan, and it has been the case in the previous two matchups. Lake and Harden has really struggled to score as their leading scorer in this matchup, and that's been a huge difference in these matchups with Bourbon County and Montgomery.
Second free throw is missed. Montgomery County with a rebound.
Oh, wow.
Bounce down inside, takes the pass and lays it up, left it short, and the rebound is battled for. Warner down the floor. We get a jump ball, but great hustle by Bailey Warner.
Oh, you feel so bad for Sophie Fouch. That's normally a shot that she will make in that situation. Just left a little bit short, but a great look inside to her.
So here's the full court man-to-man press for Montgomery County.
Nice.
Warner with a steal, goes up inside and puts it up no good, but gets fouled.
Looked like me when I would play DB in my dreams. I see that pass.
That's on Riley Hunt.
She made a great break on the ball right there.
Warner has a pair of free throws. Shot is up, and it's no good. Montgomery County's made 5 of 7 free throws here in the first half. 4:45 to go. And now for the Lady Colonels, it's Isabella Sears, a 5'4 senior that's going to come in, and she'll replace Dahlstrom.
They get real small when Sears comes in.
Yeah, Sears and Hunt are true point guards. Solario pretty much is as well. Warner makes the second free throw, and it's 16-7. Solario in backcourt on the dribble. Gets it across the timeline. They've got numbers. Sends it left side. Sears fires a jump shot up, and it rolls off. Baker the rebound up, no good. And it's corralled by Warner. So Montgomery County with the ball. Inside, they go to Warner. Down the middle goes under, lays it up and in.
She took the contact and finished right there. Bailey Warner really starting to come into her own in this matchup.
She's got 5 points. It's 18-7. And
I think it's going to be a horse.
Laura Lee Orison gets her first foul. And Bourbon County is going to take a timeout. 4:12 left to play in the first half. Montgomery County leads 18-7 in what's been an unusual first half. And in the first game tonight, all Clark County, 79-40. The victory goes to the Lady Cardinals as they advance. And here, in case you joined us late, Montgomery County, early in this game, gets two players in foul trouble, Jarvis and Barrier, two fouls each, just 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think, oh. But then Bourbon County comes right back. Coach Dustin High, to his credit, takes those two players out, has confidence in these young players that he's got in the game right now, a seventh grader in Reagan Mays. Did we ever think we'd see her playing in the district tournament and playing the number of minutes that she's playing here this first half of it?
We didn't think it probably 3-4 weeks ago. But what we've seen in the last handful of games, she's shown herself really well. She's gotten in there and gotten some rebounds. But I just want to let everybody know, we've always known for the last 56 years what a Hall of Famer you are. But never more was it just now with that band playing right behind you. And you was totally unfazed. People don't realize that Bourbon County band's pretty loud.
That's Bourbon County. Hey, here's trapped in the corner is Sears. And she threw it away, but Bourbon gets it. Baker puts it up, and a foul on Warner.
It'll be Warner second. And, Montgomery County was playing some good defense right up until the end right there.
Baker's going to get a couple of free throws here. So now Warner with two fouls, and we'll see what Coach Dustin I decides to do here.
He's thinking about done. He's sitting there saying, can my freshman get through this? Yeah.
Parker and Raft, she smiled at him, the seventh grader. The free throw rattles home for Baker. Baker has 4 points off the free throw line, and Jarvis is going to come back in.
And so will Barrier. See?
And so will Barrier with 3:59 to go.
Riverboat High right here. He's the Riverboat Gambler right now. And Fouch and Warner will come out and get a breather.
And Sophie needed a breather.
Yeah.
He's played so hard. Here's Baker trying to cut the lead to nine. And she knocks it down. So she has 5 points all at the free throw line. 18-9. Barrier works right side of the key. Jarvis is high. Over comes to Mays. Mays on the dribble. And threw it away. Threw a bad pass. Picked up by Baker. Baker coming down and missed a shot. Good defense by Barrier. And then the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
Oh, what a great... Oh. Great hustle back. Yeah, Mays hit it.
It's going to be Montgomery County's ball.
Oh, yeah, he's still pointing. I thought maybe Mays hit it and hit the line before the second dribble.
So the Lady Indians get the ball with 3:35 to play in the half, leading at 18-9. See if they can get a good shot here. Barrier, Jarvis. Jarvis is going to fire a three up there, and it's no good. Rebound by Orison. She goes back up, puts it up, no good. Mays comes with the rebound out to Dillon for a three that's good.
And that's where Bourbon County is so much smaller without Howell and Ring got on the floor, and even Dahlstrom for that matter. The younger players from Montgomery County have the advantage.
There's a steal by Montgomery County. Orison to Barrier, back to Orison for the lay-in.
What great trust by the senior to give that right back to the freshman in that situation.
23-9, so a little 5-point run there in just a matter of seconds, and it's 23-9. Lady Indians. Here is Hunt dribbling left, goes down on the baseline. Dillon falls down. The ball goes out of bounds. It was touched by Dillon.
Dillon almost made a crazy defensive play right there. She was going down.
Barrier has to tie a shoelace. Hayden Barrier, player of the year in the 10th region.
And has played really, Dan, in my estimation, some of the best ball of her career the last handful of games.
Here is Baker looking to get it in. Sends it over here. Well, it got deflected out of bounds by Dillon. Baker telling her team, hey, got to move.
And nothing was more indicative of Hayden in that last assist that she gave to Orison.
Here is Sears driving into the lane, but cut off. Jarvis behind her. Now Solario to Hunt. Back outside. Sears to Baker. Baker against Dillon. They float it inside. Tipped away. Orison comes up with the ball. Corley Orison has it. Lead pass. Barrier stops and goes down the baseline. Cut off. Tried to feed a little wraparound pass to Jarvis. It got deflected out of bounds by Harden, but Montgomery County will play with 2:23 to play.
That was the Laura Lee highlight right there.
Underneath to Jarvis. Puts it on the floor, but didn't hit the glass and missed it, and Hunt with the rebound.
And Savannah never got herself in a good spot for that.
There was a steal by Barrier and a foul on Hunt. Barrier came up with a steal.
Is she okay?
Hunt has her second foul.
She went down kind of awkwardly. I hope she's okay. That looked awkward. Oh, my goodness.
She is face down on the floor.
I don't know if her knee buckled or if she just she did a kind of split, but that was an awkward look in the way she went down. I thought she was going to pop back up there for a second, but boy, that did not look good.
She is not moving much right now. Now she's trying to see if she can.
I hope she's just stunned right now.
Yeah.
And she may need to sit out for just a little bit. She's walking under her own power. But her leg, the way it went out from underneath of her, it looked way worse than what it appears to be right now. Boy, I know that head of the stinger really good.
Warner is going to come back into the game for the Lady Indians with 2:14 to play.
Yeah, I did not want to see the ghost of Lady Indians past come up with what happened to her mother her senior year right at the end of the regular season. It just flashed in front of me right there.
Montgomery County is going to inbound the ball as Jarvis will inbound down near the timeline. Comes into Mays in backcourt. Mays against Hunt. Mays down to Fouch on the left wing. Sends it back to Jarvis. Top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Goes for the bucket. Flips it up and it rolls off. And Fouch comes away with a rebound for Montgomery County. So the Lady Indians still have it. Outside Jarvis is going to try a three. No good. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Bailey Warner.
Oh, that'll be Warner's. They used to call Charles Barkley the round mound of rebound. Sophie Fouch is a small mound of rebound.
So Warner with three fouls now. Three starters, two for Bourbon County, one for Montgomery County with three fouls here in the first half. Warner leaves. Fouch is back in the game, and there is the ball thrown away by Bourbon County. They turn it over. The 12th time against eight turnovers in the first half for Montgomery County with a minute 41 to play. Here is Mays in backcourt. Comes dribbling across. It's amazing, you know, she's not that strong. She's not that quick, but she protects the ball. Jarvis inside goes with a left-hand layup and missed it. And Baker has a rebound. And Jarvis is now 0-for-7 from the field in this first half for the Lady Indians. They still lead it. Here is Sears with the ball, hands it off to Solario, and Harden takes it. Harden wanted the three, couldn't get it. Baker downside, Wall got away with it, spins around Jarvis, puts it up, no good. Jarvis with the rebound. Here is Jarvis going to take it all the way down, steps through, lays it up and in.
Really needed this Savannah. You know, much like the other night at Maria, she struggled in that first half to score.
25-9, and here is Dunn going to check in down inside. Solario missed his shot. Mays really with pretty good defense, and Dillon has the rebound. Down the right side, Fouch drives for the basket. Off to Jarvis, who lays it in.
Great job by Sophie there. She drove that baseline hard right there, and it caused the defense to commit to her.
Montgomery County on a 9-0 run right now with 30 seconds left in the half. Here is Sears driving right, hands it off to Solario down the lane, off to Baker. Her 17-footer is blocked. She gets it back, and down inside we get a whistle and a foul that'll go against Dillon, and that'll be Dillon's first.
I don't know how many times you've heard that over a career. 17-footer blocked, and that's the way Savannah Jarvis is. She's been blocking shots all over the floor this last month of basketball.
So Baker is back on the free throw line. She has 5 points in all have come at the free throw line in this game. And the free throw is up and good.
This is going to be virtually all the offense for the Lady Colonels here.
27-10. Sears comes out of the lineup and into the game is Tiffany Jones, and the free throw is good again. Well, Baker's making free throws. 27-11, 13 seconds to go. Montgomery County has a possession arrow. Mays is back to Dillon, puts it on the deck, goes up from 17. It rolls off, rebounded by Harden. She comes out there, sends it up from 40 feet, and sails out of bounds. And the first half has come to an end. An unusual half it was, but Montgomery County, despite the early foul trouble, then got Bourbon County into foul trouble. The Lady Indians lead 27-11 here at the end of the first half. Ivan and I will be back and recap the first half for you after we step out a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
It's halftime here at the Clark County Gymnasium. I don't know, some of these sounds that are coming out, I don't know what that is behind us, but it's loud, I know that.
It's one of your favorite bands of all times, and they're living up to it. They're playing loud and proud. Is the Colonel's pep band.
Bourbon County is not a good shooting team.
No.
They only shoot about 35% overall. But, boy, against Montgomery County now, they are really struggling. They've made 2 of 21 shots in the first half, missed all 4 threes. I mean, if it wasn't for Kaylee Baker, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, they've got 4 points.
And this has even been uncharacteristic for Baker in his first half, in those first two matchups, because she had struggled early on in this game. But tonight, just as much as, when I was talking to Coach High there in the pregame, Bourbon County really needed Harden and Baker to kind of get started off to a good start. Harden has been non-existent. She averages about, almost 14 points per contest in the regular season, Dan. But in this matchup, she's only averaged about 9 points, and it hasn't been early in the game to get Bourbon County into offense. It's always been, hit and miss when they rely upon, and she is their most seasoned scorer. Baker has that ability. We talk about her size and strength. But where has Howell been? Where has Morgan Howell been? She's she's
well, she's been on the bench a long time.
Yeah, but in this matchup, you know, she has a lot of size and experience in these matchups, and you know that has to be frustrating. I know for Coach Highlander, I need her to be able to produce points, and right now she's not doing that effectively for her team in this matchup.
2 for 21 again, the shooting, and Montgomery County started off poorly. 1 of 11 in the first quarter, but they made 8 of 16 shots in the second quarter, and that was including Savannah Jarvis missing some shots in close to the basket, so the Lady Indians did come back and shoot the ball pretty well. Aiden Berry went down. We thought she might have been injured, but looks like hopefully she is okay, and the Lady Indians with a 16-point lead, and Bourbon County in foul trouble. Lady Indians in a little foul trouble, but Bourbon County... They got to have somebody to make shots to have a chance to come back.
And Lakin Harden's not even getting shots. You know, and you got to expect her to get the shots. I've got her with 4 attempts, and she's got to get shots. And then, but go back to the Lady Indians, Dan. Allie Dillon realized my team needs something different out of me. You know, she's been in there. She's gotten some rebounds. She's driven the ball to the basket. Sophie Fouch is doing Sophie Fouch things. But, hey, Laura Lee Orison and Bailey Warner step to the moment. You know, Laura Lee Orson shoots that three that she has to shoot. You know, just like, Sophie Fowler, she has to be able to shoot that shot. Laura Lee was okay with that. Laura Lee made a couple of defensive plays, was able to get out and transition. Those two freshmen really came to the forefront when their team needed them, especially on the offensive end.
Individual scoring, again, for Bourbon County with only 11 points. Baker had 7. She was 0 for 8 from the field. 7 of 8 from the free throw line to get her 7. Morgan Howell in that first quarter, 1 of 3 from the field for 2 points. And then Riley Hunt hit a shot to get 2 points as Harden did not score, 0 for 4 from the field. Reagan Ring did not score, nor did Tiffany Jones or Isabella Sears, Jenny Solario or Emma Dahlstrom, all those players. Only 3 players score and only Baker with more than 2 points. Montgomery County led by Allie Dillon with 11 points, 3 of 6 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. She made 2 of 4 three-point shots, had 3 rebounds. Good first half for Allie Dillon and only 1 foul. Then 5 points for Bailey Warner along with 4 rebounds and a nice assist. 5 points for Laura Lee Orison. You had 4 points for Savannah Jarvis late in the half along with 4 rebounds and a couple of blocked shots. Barrier had 2 points on a pair of free throws early, did not have a field goal attempt officially, and Fouch was 0 for 4 from the field. She had 4 rebounds, she had a nice assist, and played well defensively. And then Reagan Mays did not score, did not put up a shot, but 4 rebounds and an assist. And in that second quarter, after a struggling first quarter, Montgomery County only had 2 turnovers in the second quarter of it. You know, with essentially a seventh grader running the point.
And the seventh grader had to go against a group of seniors the other night at Berea. You don't think that didn't give her some confidence as well, going against a very big physical team like Berea could do for a young player? And, yeah, Reagan Mays has stepped to the moment, has done the little things that you have to be able to do in a situation like this when you're heavily relied upon to provide quality minutes.
We'll come back and take a quick look at the team statistics for you before we get this second half underway. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morgan invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
First half, Montgomery County finishes the half 9 of 27 from the field, 33%, and 3 of 9 from the three-point line, and 6 of 8 from the strike. Bourbon County 2 of 21, under 10% shooting in that first half, and missed all their threes, 0 for 4. They did make 7 of 8 free throws, and all of those were by Kaylee Baker. Rebounds 23-17, Montgomery County with the advantage, and turnovers 12 on Bourbon County, 8 on Montgomery County. So again, your turnovers and or your rebounds and the other team's turnovers, Montgomery County with 35 to 25, a 10 advantage there, and they lead it by 16 as we get ready to be in this second half of play. And don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow night in the Montgomery County boys at 6 o'clock against Clark County. And then in the nightcap, it'll be Paris and Bourbon County. So the doubleheader tomorrow night. We got the rivalries tomorrow night, Evan.
Man, this place will be on fire tomorrow. From the opening tip of the first game all the way through the end of the last seconds of that second game.
So teams are back with their starting lineups in there. Remember the foul problems we've got. Bourbon County is in a zone. And Montgomery County, they threw it away, but Fouch able to get it back. Here is Dillon deep in the left corner, sends it back out front to Barrier. Now Dillon out of the left corner is going to fire three up there, good.
And Montgomery County started this second half with Warner on the bench and Orison out on the floor, and I think it's just to preserve one of your offensive stalwarts in this game.
Yeah, here's the ball loose, knocked away, taken away, picked up by Dillon, lead pass to Fouch, who goes under and puts it up and in.
There you go, Sophie. You've worked too hard not to get yourself on the scoring register.
32-11, so the Lady Indians say.
Oh, travel.
Quick 5-0 start, and there's another turnover on the Lady Colonels near midcourt, and Indians get the ball back.
Raleigh Hunt, you can tell this moment has kind of overwhelmed her a little bit this evening.
Here's Barrier with it. Bourbon County man-to-man defensively now. Barrier on the dribble. Gives over to Fouch on the left wing. Down to Orison, deep in the left corner. Jarvis puts it on the deck, goes down the lane, feeds it off to Fouch, who gets her shot blocked. And then coming out of there, we got a foul maybe on Fouch, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's got her shot blocked, and then coming out of there, Fouch with her first foul of the game. And Bourbon County with the ball, 6:48 to play third quarter. 21-point Montgomery County lead. Harden at long range, looking and looking in and looking for Hal, but Jarvis keeps it away from her. Now Baker, guarded by Fouch. Goes right, picked up by Dillon, down the baseline. Ring goes in, puts it up no good, rebounds it back up and in.
And Ring just stayed with it right there. Jarvis didn't want to get too aggressive there.
32-13. Jarvis bluffs a three, puts it on the deck.
Oh, wow.
Goes for the basket, goes under, and lays it up and in.
Just blew right by a ring right there.
Back to a 21-point lead, 34-13. 6:07 to go. And Harden dribbling right side, and Fouch is going to be called, I think, for a blocking foul. Fouch picks up her second here in a matter of moments. It'll be inbounded by Bourbon County. Down underneath their basket, off to our left. They send it in. There's a jump shot by Hal. It's an air ball. Barrier pulls it out of the air, and here comes Hayden driving down. Sends his right side to Orison, back out to Dillon. Drives for the bucket, off to Jarvis for a layup.
Nice look.
Allie Dillon with a beautiful pass, and Jarvis has 8 points. 36-13. 5:45 to play, third quarter. Clark County has already advanced here in this 40th district. Down inside, they go to Hal. Fell down, lost the ball, picked up by Dillon. Lead pass, Fouch, goes under, flips it up, left it short. Dylan Trails gets the rebound, and we get a block foul that's going to go against Ring, and that'll be her fourth.
Wow. And Sophie Faust just can never get her handle on that ball and that layup opportunity, but what a great job of Allie Dillon following her up.
Jarvis from about 15 feet missed the shot, but Pouch goes in and gets the rebound. Outside, Barrier missed a three, and Harden has the rebound this time. That's Barrier's first field goal attempt of the night. Harden comes down, stops, goes in. Ring puts it up and in off the glass. Ring with two field goals here in this third quarter to make it 36-15. Barrier drives, spins, goes up from 10 feet, missed the shot. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Montgomery County, and Bourbon County will play it. Barrier probably forcing things a little bit. You know, she sat for a long time.
Like
now, Orzin's going to have to come out.
She took a shot to the mouth there, and bleeding.
So Warner's going to come in. Dylan and Fouch and Barrier, Warren, Warner and Jarvis in the game for Montgomery County. Just under five to play in this third quarter. Harden for Bourbon County. Long range, kills the dribble. Hands it over to Hunt. Barrier with her. Right side, Baker goes to Harden. Harden goes up inside, missed it, blocked, I think. Rebounded by Montgomery County. Barrier gets it. And Barrier goes all the way down, banks it up and in on the left side.
Straight to the basket.
38-15. Harden stops beyond the top of the key, floats it inside, threw it away, but Jarvis touched it. It goes out of bounds back to Bourbon County.
That look on Savannah Jarvis's face right there when she realized she touched it. She's like, oops, I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Pouch is going to come out as Mays is back in for the Lady Indians. And the entry pass, a bad pass, picked up. Barrier running. Jarvis ahead, the lead pass ahead, and Jarvis missed the shot. Follows it back, no good, but gets fouled. And that will be, I think, on Howell. I'm not sure. No, it's going to be against Harden, and that'll be her second.
What a soft little pass that Hayden Barrier was able to just get out over the outstretched arms there, the defender.
Jarvis is going to shoot a pair of free throws. She can move into double figures all of a sudden. Puts it up and in, point number nine for her.
It's kind of like a Friday night over at Berea. You know, she struggled early on, and you look up and she had 15 points at the end of the night. Score them in bunches.
Missed the second free throw, but the rebound is taken by Warner, so she threw it away, trying to get it back outside. 39-15. Hunt down. Harden right wing, fires a three, no good, but the rebound goes deep and is picked up by Baker. Now Harden again goes down inside the lane. A little short jumper bounces off. Rebounded by Jarvis. Harden just cannot buy a shot. Jarvis all the way down. Stops, puts it up and in off the glass. But they're going to call a foul earlier.
It's a great finish, though.
The personal foul is going to be on Baker, and that's her first. Lady Indians will inbound underneath their own basket with just under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Comes into Jarvis, lays it up and in. Too easy right there. Bourbon County's going to take a timeout. So the Lady Indians go up 41-15 and we'll be back here at Clark County in just 30 seconds.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
As we come back to play, Bourbon County with the ball, but Montgomery County with a 26-point lead. Here's Harden coming down, and Mays is going to defend her. And there's Dylan coming with a double team, knocked it loose, but Harden gets it back. Ring drives, feeds down inside, and down. Hal turns and missed the shot, and the rebound is taken by Jarvis. And Montgomery County has it. Jarvis to Dylan. Dylan through the lane, trying to get to the basket, and we get a traveling violation on Allie Dylan, who took the punishment there, too. Hits the deck. Call for traveling
And then it's just been, you know, Berman County, shot after shot's being contested. They're not getting very many open looks, and Berman County's there for a lot of these shot opportunities.
Long pass down to Ring, right side Warner all over her. She's killed the dribble, hands it to Harden. Mays, again, you got a seventh grader guarding Berman County's leading scorer right now. Here is Baker driving right against Mays and puts it up and it rolled off. And the rebound picked back up by Harden and it won't go. And now Jarvis comes out of there with the rebound. Montgomery County has it, lead pass down and putting it up in is Dillon. She's fouled by Hunt. And a chance at a three-point play. Wow.
It's kind of like the U.S. 27 swap market that they have. That was a great find there by Savannah Jarvis. As she threw that ball ahead and found Allie Dillon streaking to the basket.
Dillon with 16 points, and the free throw is up and good. Give her 17, and it's 44-15. Under three to play now. Here is Hal. Oh. Threw it away. Right into the hands of Reagan Mays. Mays, lead pass ahead, and no, feeds it to Warner, and she gets fouled by Baker.
Baker got her money's worth.
It'll be Baker's second. Warner gets to go to the line for two shots. I thought that Mays was going to feed a pass to Dillon. Mm-hmm. Instead, it went a shorter route to Warner, and Warner's going to shoot a pair of free throws.
Yeah, it actually got deflected right back at Warner.
Okay,
there.
That's what happened. I was wondering. There's free throw good by Bailey Warner, her sixth point of the night.
Yeah, you got caught looking at your stat sheet there when that happened and came through. But showed great reflexes by Warner to catch that ball. And
I thought you were going to say, I showed great reflexes by Warner. Knocks down a pair of free throws. Bailey Warner, the freshman, it's 46-15. 2:33 to play here in the third quarter. Harden gives over to Hunt on the left wing. Hunt driving, going to go for the basket, and blocked by Jarvis with a foul. Jarvis gets her third foul.
The only thing that got Savannah right there at the end was how she came down at the ball a little bit. But that was excellent defense otherwise all the way to the end. She stayed in her guarding position the whole way to the basket.
Fouch is going to come back in for Montgomery County. Baker has 7 points in the game, all at the free throw line, where she's made 7 of 8. The senior puts it up and left it well short. Bounce will come in for Reagan Mays.
Sophie Faust, the point or power guard is what we call it, right?
Second free throw is good by Baker. 46-16. Here's Barrier, a three top of the key, just stepped in and knocked it down. 7 for Barrier. 49-16. Harden. With just over 2 minutes to play. Goes down low to Baker. Baker goes up. Blocked by Jarvis. Jarvis comes away with the rebound. Montgomery County down. Barrier, three off the left wing. This one's no good. And Harden has the rebound this time. Quickly down the right side. Here's Hunt. Dribbles back out in the center circle and gives to Baker. Dillon with her. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively with 1:38 to go in the third quarter. Down inside. Ring puts his shot up no good, but it's rebounded back up and in by Harden. Harden finally gets on the scoreboard. 49-18. Barrier goes up from 17 feet, knocks down the jumper. 51-18. Minute 13 to play. Montgomery County has really shot the ball well after that early go. Down inside, Howell, and a foul is called on Warner.
You feel sorry for Bailey right there.
That's her fourth. She pretty much had hands straight up, it appeared, but two shots are coming for Howell. Morgan Howell, who has just 2 points in the game on a field goal in that first half. Shoots a pair here, puts it up and in.
I'm thinking the officials, thinking that she didn't give an opportunity for Hal to come down with that ball.
51-19, Hal. Second free throw is up and good. 51-20. barrier beyond the top of the key. Over to Jarvis, puts it on the deck. Goes up from about 12 feet and left it well short. Baker comes with a rebound. Baker across the timeline, down to Harden, who goes a little wraparound past the ring, who lays it up, but it doesn't go. And then Howell is fouled going up for the follow shot, and that'll be on Fouch.
That was a great initial pass by Harden over to Ring.
Two shots coming again for Howell, who just made a pair, but missed this one, leaving it short. Just 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is no good, but the rebound is tipped out, and Baker gets it. Here's Hunt going up inside and banks it in on the left side. Hunt with her second field goal, 51-22. Here is Jarvis. Sends it right corner. Dillon is open for a three. Good. Boy, Allie Dillon. She's been money tonight. Fourth three-point shot of the game. Has 20 points. Down inside to Howell. That should be a charge.
Yeah.
Howell gets her fourth foul, and Barrier was the player who stood in there and took that charge.
You're talking about just the confidence of Dillon.
10 seconds to go. Down inside, Warner turns, puts it up, no good. Rebound is tipped out, and Harden gets it. And Harden comes down and did not get a shot away. So we come to the end of the third quarter. It's Montgomery County 54, Bourbon County 22. We'll be back in just a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World's Superstore selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling, closed Sunday.
Montgomery County with the advantage as we head into this final quarter. 54-22. Dillon went for a steal, didn't get it. Baker had open three. That's no good. Hal had the rebound, and then Jarvis just went in and took it away from her.
Gets her stepped on the end line, so it goes back to Bourbon County. Boy, she just went in there and ripped that ball away. Did Savannah Jarvis.
Bourbon County improved shooting in that quarter, but they were only 4 of 16. Now the ball is loose on the floor. We got a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it Montgomery County's way.
And Baker seems to be okay. It felt like somebody is falling on top of him. He was afraid there was some kind of an injury there. But. So tie-up possession arrow to the Lady Indians.
So Hayden Barrier brings it down across the timeline for Montgomery County. This is the opening night of district play across Kentucky. Barrier has to be on the three-point line. Jarvis at a high post right side. Pouch is open for a three. Wow. Good.
It surprised myself. She was like, oh, wow. Her reaction was the greatest, folks. So you just had to be here.
And that'll start the running clock. And now we get a blocking foul that's going to go against Pouch. And that'll be her fourth. And now we're going to get a wholesale substitution coming for Montgomery County. As we're going to get Parker in route, another seventh grader. We've got Dunn coming in, a junior. Alexis White, a sophomore. Orison is back in. This is a JV bunch right now for Montgomery County. Harden driving on. Orison gets open in the lane from 10 feet. knocks down a jump shot.
Well, Lincoln Harden.
We got a running clock, so.
Lincoln Harden's eyes lit up like a Christmas tree.
57-24. Here is Rout. Down to Dunn. Orison, right corner. Rout's going to fire a three up there. It's no good. Orison got a hand on the rebound, but just tapped it over to Howell, who gets it. Bourbon County down, and here is Sears. Harden from 19 feet, no good. Rebound gathered in by Hunt. Crowd just left her feet a little bit too early. They go inside, and Howell gets behind Wilson, or White, rather, and lays it in. 57-26. Under 6 minutes to play now. Dunn to Rout. Rout gets it knocked away, but picks it up, and Orison, Dunn. Dunn gives back to Mays. To Rout, White. Now Orison drives in and lost her feet and lost a handle on the ball. Irving kind of gets it. Lead pass down Sears from 18 feet. No good. Rebound. Ring puts it back up. No good. Rebound. Howell puts it up and in.
And multiple opportunities for the Lady Colonels now with this young bunch in there.
57-28. 5:10 to play. Montgomery County against the zone. Orison. Long skip pass to Rout. Parker in, penetrates, gets her shot blocked, hits the deck. Rebound is picked up by Orison. And down inside we get a traveling violation. And
hope Parker hands okay. She hit her head pretty solid on that block by Howell.
Going to make sure she's okay. She's going
to
come out.
They're going to get her out. The way she hit her head, they just need the medical personnel here to kind of look at her.
So Bailey Warner comes back in. Here's Hal. Out high, driving on Dunn, but cut off. Hunt down the left side. They floated underneath, and Harden puts it up and missed it. Rebound battle for Harden. Able to get it back for Bourbon County. Now Sears outside Hunt. Almost lost it, but recovers. They're just Montgomery County defensively is man-to-man. And Orison is going to be called for the foul over guarding Harden. Laura Lee's second foul.
I think Laura Lee got tired of these older players from Bourbon County being physical. She's like, well, I can show you physical.
4:13 left to play in the game. And we get a timeout on the floor. Montgomery County with the lead at 57-28. We'll be back right after we step out for 30 seconds.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
It's Bourbon County with Isabel Sears going to inbound the ball underneath the Lady Colonel basket. In comes to Harden. To Hunt, who's open for a three, left it short, and the rebound comes out. Ring is able to get it for the Lady Colonel, so they still have the ball. Now here's Ring out to Hunt for another three, and this one's an air ball, and the rebound saved in. Mays comes up with it, so Montgomery County has it. Coming down, Mays goes all the way down, puts it up a little bit too hard. Rebound. White was in there battling for it, but Hunt able to come out of there with it. And Warner almost had a steal on the other end, but it's lost out of bounds. Bourbon County will inbound. Now, Rout is going to come back into the game, so good to see her.
Yeah.
Okay, she comes in for Warner. Montgomery County, Orison almost had a steal, didn't get it. Harden for three, good.
Wow, what a huge turn of events there after the missed opportunity at the steal.
57-31. Here is Mays with it for the Lady Indians. Alexis White, the sophomore, who's has played very little basketball in her life, and how far she has come this year. It'll be fun to see if she is inclined to work during the offseason. Here she gets it, sends a pass over to Mays on the left wing. We're down to 250 left. Mays dribbles right, hands to Orison. Orison crossover dribble goes to the bucket, lays it up too hard. White had the rebound, got it blocked by Howell, and Howell comes away with the rebound. So Bourbon County with the ball. Here is Hunt. Gives to Sears. Back to Hunt. And now down the lane, Ring goes under and puts it up and in. And now Coach Kylie Highlander is going to put her reserve group in there. So we got new faces in for the Lady Colonels. Here's Montgomery County with the ball. Mays against a 1-2-2 zone. Orison on a wraparound pass and threw it away.
Yeah, she thought Rout was going to stay there in that spot.
So the Lady Colonels with it, driving in on the right side, the end of the lane, they take it away. Rout comes over the steal. Rout driving on the left, goes all the way, trying to get a shot up, and is fouled.
What a smart play by a seventh grader right there. I mean, she picked that ball way too early. She was never going to have a legit shot at making that layup from where she picked it up. But she realized she might get the call on contact from the defender.
Fouls on Patsy Hutchinson, and Rout couldn't get it. She'll have another one. Just 1:29 to go now. And Rout connects. She's in the scorebook. 58-33. Lady Colonels trying to get all their players in. Here's Jones with it. Down the left side. Putting it in is Hutchinson. Hutchinson makes it 58-35. We'll kiss off the glass down the left side of the lane. Mays with a minute 10 to play. Dunn. Rout goes inside, and we're going to get a free throw opportunity, as going to the line will be Alexis White, the sophomore.
Alexis
she was fouled by Emily Stone.
Alexis did a great job of catching it, Dan, and keeping it high.
And the free throw is good.
There you go.
Alexis White. I mean, when you watch Alexis White play right now, you think, there's a big, tall girl. She's a sophomore. They say, well, you know, does she have a chance? Because there's a bit of an awkwardness about her, but she knocks down another free throw. And when you figure out that this young lady has played only months of basketball, not years, it's amazing, really, how far she's come and how she understands the game. Oh, she fell down.
She went down hard there.
Shot was missed, and now we got to stop a play. Her right leg kind of crumpled under her when she went down. We're going to get a foul.
And again, you hope this is just one of those stunning type of hyperextension or something like that that occurred, because she kind of popped back up really quick as far as, you know, she was just lying there for a moment, but they're going to look at that left.
Just 40 seconds to go here in the game, and Montgomery County is going to advance, be back here on Wednesday night to take on the Lady Cardinals. It's been a long time since Montgomery County has been able to get a win over the Lady Cardinals.
And it's going to be quite interesting, too, because, you know, we saw just in the last 2 weeks some things that happened that makes you think that, you know, this is a possibility for the Lady Indians. I mean, they're still going to have to play, you know, their A game, but, you know, the Lady Indians were able to beat the Ashland Kittens at the MCHS Arena, and then turn around in the end of last week, Ashland was able to beat GRC. And
Alexis is going to put a little weight on her. She's limping badly as she comes off, but under her own power.
I think that's, again, it's one of those stunners. The same thing that happened to Barrier earlier. It was just a very awkward-looking fall.
So she's replaced by Bailey Warner. And to the free throw line. Trying to check the number, Ivan. I can't. Daisy Driggers? Is that 30?
It's a 30 number, I believe.
Free throw is up and good.
So it's 21.
Mackenzie Jolly, a sophomore. So Jolly hits the free throw. 60 to 36. Missed this one, and
I'm going to call a lane violation.
On Dunn, I think. And
yeah.
She's going to get another one. Free throw is no good, and Orison goes in and grabs the rebound for Montgomery County. 60 to 36. Orison deep in the corner to Mays. Got away from her, but she rescues it near the timeline, being defended out there, and then loses it, and it's saved by Parker en route. Mays down the right side. Orison back to Mays, who fires a three. That's no good. And the rebound, Route goes and gets it for Montgomery County, but then there's a turnover. And going down for Bourbon County, a shot put up no good. Warner with the rebound off that miss.
That should do it right there.
And that'll run the clock out as Montgomery County advances with a 60-36 win over Bourbon County here tonight. And don't go away. We'll be back and recap it for you after we step out for a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As we return back here, the final score was the Lady Indians, 60-36, victorious over the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County. And Lady Indians will go on to play number one seed and host team in this year's district tournament, the George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals, which, again, is just a revisited championship here in the 40th district of two of the winningest programs in this district's history as far as championships go over the years, and should be a fun night to renew this border rivalry.
Mike Rogers, our good friend from here in Winchester, has presented some statistics. Says Clark County, this is the 50th year
since the reinstatement.
Since the reinstatement of basketball, Clark has won 31 district championships. Montgomery County has won 14. Estill County and Bath County each won two, and of course they're no longer around. And Bourbon and Paris, Mount Sterling was only in for a couple of years. They didn't win, and Bourbon and Paris have not won. a district title. So it's what you normally get. I mean, in 50 years, yeah. It'll be the 46th time that Montgomery County and Clark County girls have played for the district title.
And people need to understand, when you talk about Bourbon and Paris, they haven't been in the 40th district as long, so it doesn't seem, yeah. You know, you're not taking it back to the 70s, obviously, when Paris had those really good teams, because they weren't in the 40th district then. So I want people that are hearing it to understand.
It's only their 19th year instead of the 50th. So,
so that there, you know, people are probably saying, well, wait a minute, all those great Paris teams from back in the 70s and whatnot, why are they not in there? That's the reason why, when you look at those numbers there. But obviously, the Lady Cardinals and the Lady Indians have really dominated this region, or this district over the years, and well, somewhat to some degree the region too, when you look at that slate of regional titles as well over that 50 year history.
Let's take a look at individual scoring tonight for Bourbon County. Nobody in double figures. Carly Baker, the senior guard, had 8 points. Morgan Howell, the junior post player, had 8. 7 for Lakin Harden, but again, she got them all late, Ivan. Just struggled to get on track. She did have 10 rebounds in the game. So, I mean, Harden plays hard, but she just has had trouble against Montgomery County getting her offensive game going early in the game. 6 points for Reagan Ring, the sophomore. 4 points for junior Riley Hunt. And then 2 for Hutchinson there late in the game, and Jolly also scored a point. Montgomery County led by Allie Dillon with 20 points. When Jarvis and Barrier went out early in the game with fouls, it was left to Dillon. She had 11 in the first half. She ends up hitting 4 threes in the game, and she is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 6 of 9 from the field, and 4 of 5 from the line. A really good solid game for Dillon. 4 rebounds, had an assist. Good all-around game.
It really was, and I hope she takes from tonight what she was able to do, mixing it up rebounding-wise, playing some good, solid defense, and not only just being a jump shooter. You know, she put that ball down on the ground a couple of times and drove in there. If she's attacking from the wing like it, or even that one time when she went down on a straight-line drive from the top of the key, boy, that adds an element to this offense, especially now we saw the confidence of Bailey Warner when she was basically the second scoring option out there on the floor when Barrier and Jarvis had to sit down with those early fouls. She became heavily relied upon, and I thought Warner stepped up big against a very sizable disadvantage at times down on the inside. And so there was a lot of things that came out of the early adversity in this game that could benefit the Lady Indians going forward, and maybe tells the story of how far they can go in postseason play.
9 rebounds for Savannah Jarvis to go with her 11 points, and she blocked 4 shots. 9 for Hayden Barrier. Didn't attempt a field goal in the first half, again with foul trouble. Then 7 points for Bailey Warner, 5 apiece for Sophie Fouch and Laura Lee Orison, 2 for Alexis White, 1 point for Parker Ann Rout, and Mays and Dunn played but didn't score. Mays played a lot tonight. She had 5 rebounds and assists and played really well handling the ball when she was needed for a lot of extra minutes tonight because of the Lady Indians foul trouble. We'll have the other statistics for you when we come back to the Clark County Gymnasium in just 90 seconds.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Back here at the Clark County Gymnasium, Coach Dustin High is going to come join us here in just a few minutes. And Montgomery County made 20 of 52 from the field in the game, so they shoot just a little under 40%. Made 7 of 17 threes, 13 of 17 from the charity line. Bourbon County made as many field goals in the last quarter as they did the other three quarters with 6. They end up 12 of 52. So they are, again, down around that 20% mark. And 1 of 9 threes, 11 of 16 from the line. Bourbon ends up with a 41-40 rebounding advantage. The Colonels turned it over 20 times. Montgomery County with 14 turnovers. And Coach Dustin I is joining us now. Coach, hey, you had to go to that bench early tonight. And you seem pretty confident, though, in your young players. I think that really showed you didn't panic. They didn't panic.
You never want to start the postseason with two of your leading scorers strapped with foul trouble in the first quarter, but
in the first 3 minutes, essentially.
Well, however it played out, but I tell you, I mean, you talk about leadership and this and that, and you can talk about it a lot, but I thought Allie Dillon did an excellent job just maintaining her composure on the floor and being kind of the rock for the rest of that group to rally around. And that was a big time spot for our rotation to come in, and you just hope that they come in and maintain, and they came in and were able to stretch it. And I think those two getting foul trouble, it probably threw their whole game plan out the window, because you're thinking, we got to take care of Barrier, we got to take care of Dillon, and we got to guard Jarvis with the zone or however they want to do it. But you take Barrier off the floor and you take Jarvis off the floor, and now it's like they probably don't even know the names of the rest of them out there outside of Allie. But I was really proud of the way, I mean, it got helter-skelter, and they just kind of gradually started to settle in. And Reagan Mays had some big-time minutes. Laura Lee Orison came in there with some big defensive plays and knocked down an open shot. And I'm pretty sure that was Sophie Fouch's first three on the season, too.
Yeah, and did she get excited when she made that three, you think?
I don't know if she did, but I did.
She got really excited. It was one of those moments. What is it? You know, this Bourbon County team is not a real good shooting team, Dustin. But against you, your team, they can't make them.
Hey, I tell you, I don't know what it is, but I'm glad they didn't figure it out tonight.
They were 6 of 37 until the final quarter, when they did make 6 of 15. But so they shoot 15% essentially from the field for three quarters of this game. And there were a lot of shots, and you just think, well, that's going in. No, didn't. They just didn't go in. But your defense, this team is really, how much of an improved defensive team is your club?
Well, it's been constantly evolving. I mean, defense is one of those things, it's a continuity thing, and you get used to certain lineups and how certain people move, and that continuity has changed three different times this season. And to our girls' credit, they have maintained their focus, and they have really began to gel together over these last couple of weeks. And I think that they're really kind of learning what this current rotation, how they're going to move. And I mean, it really is a complete. It's a total team effort out there, and it's got to be one cohesive group. And whether we're changing defenses or whatever, they've done a good job of figuring it out regardless of the personnel that we have out there.
Potentially, how much could it help this team going forward in the postseason, the fact that you had to play the lineup that you had to play for almost the entire first half?
Well, I think it's huge, and that's a conversation that I really haven't had with Savannah and Hayden. I mean, I'm definitely not opposed to putting them back in there with two fouls, but it was really a major just confidence boost for the rest of our group to know that, yeah, it's not ideal, but we're okay. We can figure this thing out, and we can still make plays, and it really starts on the defensive end and causing a little havoc down there and trying to find some easy ones. And just confidence-wise for a personnel grouping that probably hasn't been out there 6 or 7 minutes all season together, played, what, 13 in the first half tonight, and I mean, I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. This is the room, and it's their room, and you got to come back on Wednesday night and see what you can do here.
Yeah, and it boils down to I thought Paris did an excellent job in that first game. They were patient against the pressure, and they worked the ball up the floor, and Clark just got going on the perimeter, and I mean, they were went for a stretch there where they were trading twos for threes, and it started to grow, and the top kind of came off of it, but I thought Paris had a good showing. I thought Brooklyn White had an excellent game in that first game, but I mean, there really aren't any secrets on either side of the court when it comes to us and Clark. It just going to boil down to if we're able to take care of the ball and grab a few rebounds.
Will you run at Clark County at the three-point line and really try to defend that hard with Savannah Jarvis back there on the interior?
Yeah, I mean, it is really – I think we've played it about every possible way you can play it. We've run them off the line. We've left them on the line. We've packed it in. We've extended. It really boils down to me taking care of the ball and not allowing free baskets. And the free baskets, I think, are what energize them, and that's what gives them confidence. And I mean, here I am talking about them. We're the same way. We can get a few free ones. I mean, it changes your whole outlook and changes that energy level. And it's just a matter of who's able to impose that defensive pressure and get those free ones early.
Well, as most coaches say, that one of the most, if not maybe the most important night of the year just happened for you tonight, and you know, your team came in, took care of business, and you go out with a 21st win of the season, and hopefully Alexis White is okay. Stepped up there, made a big pair of free throws for you tonight.
I mean, how pretty were those two free throws?
Put them right in.
I mean, I couldn't be more proud of Alexis. She shows up every day with a smile on her face. She had a smile on her face before we got back to the sideline after she got hurt. But just great kid, and works hard, and I've never seen an individual improve as fast as she has for someone who's never played before.
Hey, Parker and Ralph took a little pop to the head, and glad to see her able to come back in. This young group of players, we've said it, Ivan and I have said it so many times over the years. What a goofy bunch of girls.
Yeah,
I say that with admiration, but really they're having a good time, and that's the way high school basketball should be.
Well, I mean, with 10 in uniform, you get an injury out there when you've cleared the bench. I mean, we were about to start playing rock, paper, scissors down there on the end to figure out whose turn it was to go back in the game. But, yeah, they enjoy each other, and we're in a really good place right now. Just energy and just their ability to maintain the positivity, and they're in a good place right now.
Hey, Dustin, congratulations. Another good win. And, hey, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we'll encourage the fans to really come out and support this group of girls.
Regardless of how it goes Wednesday night, I can promise you that they will leave it on the floor. There is no lack of effort out of this group.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Justin and I will wrap things up when we come back in 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Lady Indians 60, Bourbon County 36. We got the running clock here, and I thought it was a really good win for the Lady Indians in a lot of different ways. They got all these young players that played so many big minutes in a district tournament game, and I don't even think they knew they were in a big district tournament game. I think they just enjoy playing. When you think about it, I mean, you have a player who plays, I don't know, probably 15 minutes tonight, longer than that, probably, yeah, 20 minutes in Reagan Mays, who's playing 7th grade basketball in the fall.
it's crazy when you look at, what they were able to do, knowing the circumstances, and like I said, just the amount of people, the atmosphere in this building, makes you wonder, what was going through their heads. Was it just another game? Because you got to think about it, especially some of the girls, if they play any summer AAU ball or anything like that, you got multiple courts, so there's a lot of noise and potentially to be some distractions in there. And if you can block some of that out and stay focused on what's in front of you, you may benefit from it. And that may have been part of the story tonight for some of those younger players. And, again, just stayed within themselves. You didn't see them try to do anything outside of themselves, and that's always a great thing to see, when players can come in and understand the moment and not let it overwhelm them. I thought, although she was able to score a couple of baskets for Bourbon County in Riley Hunt, you can tell at times the moment was a little big for her, and that's why you saw Lakin Harden handle the ball a little bit more. And I think that's why Lakin Harden really couldn't get into her offense tonight, because she was having to be the primary ball handler a lot of times. And so it's great when you see these stories develop in these moments, and to see Allie Dillon come back here on this stage in this arena after what we saw a few years ago, her hit that big shot in the semifinals to take Montgomery County into the championship game. She had to be feeling some vibes in here. There had to be some good memories for her in this gym to perform.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and to all the people who who do so many big things behind the scenes to enable us to be here to present you with the information. And don't forget the good folks at Montgomery Tractor Sales on the Winchester Road, one of our many great sponsors. Hope you make note of the people who are bringing you the games, and every time you get an opportunity, let them know that you appreciate the fact that when you can't get to the action, that you're able to hear the games right here on 1150 and 106.9. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Boys action at 6 o'clock will be on the air. a little bit after 6:30, or rather a little bit after 5:30 for the Indians and the Cardinals to battle in that first game. And, of course, Clark County, a heavy favorite, a program that has had some phenomenal years here in the last couple of years. The Indians have not been able to get a win in quite some time over the Cardinals, and they'll come in tomorrow night you just really don't know. I think the Indians have got to play well early, Ivan, to have a shot. That seems like a cliche that everybody says, and certainly that'll be one of the cases, but not a tough place to come in here and play this Clark County team. But the Indians will do it tomorrow night, and we'll have both games, Paris and Bourbon County, right after that, and look forward to it.
Montgomery County has to have a really good defensive game tomorrow. I think they've got to put themselves in a situation where they can frustrate this GRC team early. You know, the last time they were over here, Dan, they played a solid game all the way up until the last 5 minutes or so of the contest, where they just turned the ball over. You know, Breckin Decker went out briefly, and during that time, GRC was able to get the lead, and then they held on to it the rest of the way. But it gave this Montgomery County team hope. You know, this Montgomery County team has faced a lot of adversity, Dan. You know, they got themselves behind the eight ball there early on in this season in district play, losing to Bourbon County and Paris early, only to get themselves back to a chance where they could draw to get a seed that kept them away from GRC in the opening round. But when the appeals got drawn and you're there, hey, you just got to be happy you got an opportunity. And you got to put everything else aside and say, we've got to be our best version on this night. Can Montgomery County be their best version tomorrow? That's what we're hoping we see, if your root interest is with the Indians. And I know that's what Coach Jason Mays is hoping for, that his guys are prepared and ready to come out and be their best version when it really matters. Well, what a thrilling victory that could be if Indians could pull that off tomorrow. But we know it's going to be two great games. This environment, Dan, tomorrow is going to be unreal. You know, knowing what's at stake and knowing the teams that are matched up should be a really, really fun night. Looking forward to it.
Hope you'll join us here on 1150 and 106.9 FM or WMSTradio.com. Listen live if you can't be here. Again, here tonight in girls action, Clark County 79, Paris 40, Montgomery County 60, Bourbon County 36. For Ivan Rawls, Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us, and from the Clark County Gymnasium in Winchester, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
I had a place to hide.